Their mouths were locked in sneers of terrible disdain. Their shining eyebrows were twisted in mortal anger. One of them said, "He's coming round, Sarge." A metal face like the anger of the elements came closer, filling Tepic's vision. "We've been out without our hat, haven't we, sonny boy?" it said in a cheery voice that echoed oddly inside the metal. "In a hurry to get to grips with the enemy, were we?" The sky wheeled around Tepic, but a thought bobbed into the frying pan of his mind, seized control of his vocal cords and croaked, "The camel!" "You ought to be put away treating it like that," said a sergeant, waggling a finger at him. "Never seen one in such a state." "Don't let it have a drink." Tepic sat bolt upright, great gongs clanging and hot, heavy fireworks going off inside his skull. The helmeted heads turned towards one another. "Gods, he must have something really terrible against camels," said one of them. Tepic staggered upright and lurched across the sand to You Bastard, who was trying to work out the complex equation which would allow him to get to his feet. His tongue was hanging out, and he was not feeling well. A camel in distress isn't a shy creature. It doesn't hang around in bars nursing a solitary drink. It doesn't phone up old friends and sob at them. It doesn't mope or write long, soulful poems about life and how dreadful it is when seen from a bedsitter. It doesn't know what angst is. All a camel has got is a pair of industrial-strength lungs and a voice like a herd of donkeys being chainsawed. Tepic advanced through the blaring. You Bastard reared his head and turned it this way and that, triangulating. His eyes rolled madly as he did the camel trick of apparently looking at Tepic with his nostrils. He spat. He tried to spit. Tepic grabbed his halter and pulled on it. "Come on, you bastard," he said. "There's water. You can smell it. All you have to do is work out how to get there." He turned to the assembled soldiers. They were staring at him with expressions of amazement, apart from those who hadn't removed their helmets and who were staring at him with expressions of metallic ferocity. Tepic snatched a water skin from one of them, pulled out the stopper and tipped it onto the ground in front of the camel's twitching nose. "There's a river here," he hissed. "You know where it is. All you've got to do is go there." The soldiers looked around nervously. So did several Tassortians who'd wandered up to see what was going on. You Bastard got to his feet, knees trembling, and started to spin around in a circle. Tepic clung on. "Let D equal 4, thought You Bastard desperately. "Let A point D equal 90. "Let not D equal 45. "I need a stick," shouted Tepic as he whirled past the sergeant. "They never understand anything unless you hit them with a stick. It's like punctuation to a camel." "Is a sword any good?" "No." The sergeant hesitated, then passed Tepic his spear. He grabbed it point end first, fought for balance, and then brought it smartly across the camel's flank, raising a cloud of dust and hair. You Bastard stopped. His ears turned like radar aerials. He stared at the rock wall, rolling his eyes. Then, as Tepic grabbed a handful of hair and pulled himself up, the camel started to trot. "Think fractals." "Yeah, you're going to run straight into..." the sergeant began. There was silence. It went on for a long time. The sergeant shifted uneasily. Then he looked across the rocks to the Tassortians and caught the eye of their leader. With the unspoken understanding that is shared by centurions and sergeant majors everywhere, they walked towards one another along the length of the rocks and stopped by the barely visible crack in the cliff. The Tassortian sergeant ran his hand over it. "You'd think there'd be some, you know, camel hairs or something," he said. "Or blood," said the Ephebian. "I reckon it's one of them unexplainable phenomena." "Oh, that's all right then." The two men stared at the stone for a while. "Like a mirage," said the Tassortian helpfully. "One of them things, yes. I thought I heard a seagull, too." "Daft, isn't it? You don't get them out here." The Tassortian coughed politely and stared back at his men. Then he leaned closer. "The rest of your people will be along directly, I expect," he said. The Ephebian stepped a bit closer, and when he spoke, it was out of the corner of his mouth while his eyes apparently remained fully occupied by looking at the rocks. "That's right," he said, "and Yours too, may I ask? Yes, I expect we'll have to massacre you.